Paris Hilton has her first interview set up when she gets out of jail on Monday. It's with the Today Show. With Meredith. Not Matt. Because he said naughty things about her.
Is he jealous?
No.
What, he criticized her or something?
Yeah, he said something bad about her, I guess. ABC is pretty ticked off, but the Today Show offered her $1 million, and I guess she's not taking the money.
I don't know. See, the Today Show right now is saying, no, we didn't offer her $1 million. They're saying that's bogus, and I tend to believe that. I don't know.
That's a lot of money for just a little interview.
Yeah, right. I mean, they'll get tons of viewers for it, I'm sure.
Yeah, but
so maybe, but yeah, they're saying no, we didn't pay anything. I think ABC's just jealous and upset. Well, it's supposed to be Barbara Walters thought she was going to get the interview, right?
Because Barbara's friends with Paris's mom.
Yeah, when's Barbara Walters going to get it over herself? You ever notice that
when she retires?
No,
when she dies.
I like Barbara. Don't get me wrong, but she just has this. Well, I'm a newswoman. Type of deal. She tries to portray, and she's old and on The View, you know?
Are you done?
Isn't that a good argument? Okay, fine.
Pauly Shore was talking to TMZ about his lawsuit that Wes Craven filed yesterday, and he doesn't understand it because the ponds that made Wes's lawn landslide are, like, clear far away from it. And the pools that he said were unkept and everything are actually empty because Pauly's doing some construction work on his property. So he doesn't understand why he's getting sued.
Are you sure they don't just have some kind of deal? Maybe they're best friends or something in real life. They have barbecues at each other's houses all the time. And like, hey, nobody talks about either one of us anymore. Let's start a feud. Yeah. Let's call TMZ and see if they can help us out with that.
Really? Pauly seems like such an honest boy.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I guess him and Wes, that don't seem like they could be naturally tight like that.
Wes never cast him in one of his movies.
I could dream, though. I could dream. Mm. Well, most of his movies are pre-Pauly Shore anyway.
Scream wasn't.
Well, that's not most of his movies.
The new Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
Okay, fine. That must be it. Let's go with that.
Okay. Scott Baio is nasty. He said on his new show, Scott Baio 45 and Single on VH1, he said that him and Liza Minnelli did the deed. As in, they had sex. Ew.
Thanks for clarifying that, by the way.
You're welcome.
We've never had to clarify that for anything else. It's... Oh.
Because I figure people are kind of like, what? So I... Do you need the trash can?
Thanks for ruining Scott Baio for me.
You're welcome. The guy who plays Mini-Me, Vern Troyer.
Yeah.
He met up with Paul Pierce of the Celtics. And...
Celtics.
Huh?
Celtics.
That's what it is? I thought
the Boston Celtics.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know.
The Celtics.
Okay. Well, he's ticked off because Paul
called
him...
You never heard of the Boston Celtics before?
No.
Wow. Okay, that's fine. Sorry.
Paul called him Mini-Me and Vern got mad. Told him, I could have come up and just said, hey, you play for the...
Go ahead, you can say it.
No.
I know you can.
What up? No, your name is Paul. My name is Vern. Next time, now you know.
So he thinks he deserves to be called Vern instead of Mini-Me.
He hasn't really been in enough stuff to get his name out
there.
No,
the only reason he's even able to run into Paul Pierce is the fact that he was Mini-Me. So, yeah, that's your name from now on. Sorry. But that's what you sold yourself for.
Yeah. The only other thing he's been on is The Surreal Life.
Yeah.
So, suck it up.
At least he didn't call him Naked Midge or leaving himself in the corner.
Yeah, there's worse things.
Yeah. I'm surprised that nickname never took off. It's pretty catchy.
Mm-hmm. And Isaiah Washington, Mr. Moody Pants, is now angry again. He wasn't mad before. He was just sad. Now he's mad.
You see a couple guys kissing or something?
Yeah. He said that they fired the wrong guy, that TR-9 blew it out of proportion just so he could get a pay raise and a better situation for his character.
No one was smart enough to see past that, is what his theory is? Or?
Yeah, he says that he's had...
They fired the wrong guy.
He says he's had no problems in his 20 years of being in Hollywood. No, you know, big stinks or anything.
I'd say he wasn't in anything before. He got a giant ego and is it.
Yeah, I don't remember him from anything before. So It's like, you were in Hollywood 20 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, before you wouldn't get fired from jobs, you just didn't get hired for them because of your homophobia. Maybe that's it.
Well, at least he's used to living in the street.
Yeah. It'd be a fun life to get back to, I'm sure.
And Hoff needs an apology from a tabloid because they reported that he was drunk the night that he won custody of his daughters.
He wasn't?
Mm-mm.
Are they saying before or after? I mean, what's the timeline?
They say that he won custody and that night he went out and partied and he got trashed. And he said he wasn't hammered and he wants an apology or he's going to sue.
Yeah. Unless you can produce video of me eating a hamburger on some questionable bathroom floor that night. Yeah, you owe me. I'm on his side on this. We all deserve the footage. Pony up.